I'm Christine Dean, and this is Live from Studio A. And we are welcoming a couple of folks to our studios that I'm happy to be meeting for the first time, Beth Wood and David Stoddard. Welcome, guys.
Thank you.
Hi.
And Beth, you are a Texas native who now lives in Oregon. Is that right?
That is true.
And David, apparently you are a Wisconsin native who now lives in Minnesota.
That is also true.
Okay. And you each kind of have your separate careers, but mm-hmm. you became buddies at the Kerrville Folk Festival.
Yes.
And sometimes you like to collaborate, right?
Yeah. You said it about as succinctly as I've ever heard it put. Yeah. We've been friends for a long time, and just occasionally, a couple times a year, we do a week together. We tour.
All right. And you are playing tonight at Beener Central in Duluth. And what time does that start? Do you know?
7 o'clock.
All right. 7 o'clock. Well, let's get started with a song. And since you each kind of have your own careers, I thought we would have each of you do two of your own songs. So we'll kind of go back and forth. And
sounds great.
Are you starting, Beth?
I'm going to start it off.
Okay. And I just want to say that I was very happy when David unpacked an accordion, because we don't get that very often in the studio. So first song. what do you want to start with?
This song is called To Get to Zero.
Digging for diamonds, searching for gold. Down in the belly of the earth where the light won't go. The silence here's so heavy I can't breathe. There's a mile between you up there and me down underneath. So shine a light and throw a rope. 'Cause I can't sometimes it's a long, hard climb just to get to zero. Scratching the surface, I disappear. Down in the belly of the place where I face my fear. Tethered to my sketchy memory. There's a little bird singing out, won't you set me free? So shine a light and throw a rope, 'cause I could use a little hope. I ain't looking for a hero, but sometimes it's long hard climb just to get to zero. Hey. When I finally see the sky, Lord, have mercy, mercy. Shine a light and throw a rope, 'cause I could use a little hope. I ain't looking for a hero. Sometimes it's a long, hard climb. Yeah, yeah. Sometimes it's a long, hard climb. Yeah. Sometimes it's a long, to zero, yeah.
That is Beth Wood and David Stoddard live from Studio A. And the tune that kicks off your latest album, right, Beth?
It is, yeah.
And the album is called Sometimes Love, and it's less than a year old, I think, right?
Yeah, it came out in last summer.
Oh, so, okay, yeah. Great. And is it number 9 for you?
I can't believe it, but yes, it's my 9th album.
Mm-hmm. Now, you started, you're originally from Lubbock, Texas, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And you spent time in Austin, and how did you get to Eugene, Oregon?
It's a very long story, but I spent some time in North Carolina. I lived in the Asheville area for several years, and I started off touring there, and I just loved it there. Mm-hmm. Went back to Texas, went to Colorado for a while, and then we finally ended up in Eugene, and my husband is in the craft beer industry, so Oregon is a wonderful place for that, so it's turned out to be really good for us.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's kind of booming right now.
Yeah, sure.
So, and you also have a really interesting musical background, too. Like, you've known several instruments, like piano and the harp. That one stood out for me. So how did you find your voice on the guitar and as a singer-songwriter?
Well, I always thought I was going to be a classical musician, and I went to school for piano and voice, and I was singing in, you know, opera productions, and just finding that music didn't reach me. And at the same time, I was discovering singer-songwriters like Sean Colvin and David Wilcox and Ricky Lee Jones, and it kind of opened my eyes to this whole world of, wow, there's a different kind of music that I could maybe I could try that. And so I picked up guitar and taught myself guitar, and here we are.
And you also studied literature, so the writing songs wasn't a new thing.
Absolutely.
For you either?
I've always written, but I didn't start writing songs until, you know, after that break from classical music, but it all seemed to kind of come together, and now I can't imagine doing anything else.
Oh, wonderful, yeah. Wonderful. Well, David, and you live in Western Minnesota, right?
I do, a little hamlet called Fergus Falls.
Mm-hmm. Awesome, I love Fergus.
And but you said you're originally from Wisconsin. How did you get out?
Yep, I follow my wife around. She has better jobs than I've ever been able to get.
Well, you are a musician,
naturally, that's how it works. So, she works for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, so we always tend to find places that are rural with lots of wildlife and stuff around, and actually, there's a great place out there called the Prairie Wetlands Learning Center where they bring 100 fourth and fifth graders every day for an outdoor experience. They spend half their day of their school day. It's like a field trip every day of the year, and they're able to reach kids that don't do well in a normal school setting. So, anyway, that's her story, and I follow her.
Okay. Well, so tell me about you and music, and you play the accordion, you play the guitar. What was your first instrument?
My first instrument was piano. Mm-hmm. When I was a small child, all I ever really wanted was to take piano lessons.
Me too.
That's all I wanted. That and a dog.
Really? So neither one of you had to be forced to take piano lessons?
No.
You demanded it?
I demanded it, and I never practiced. I was the world's worst student. In fact, I recently became friends, Facebook friends, with an old friend of mine who had her lesson after mine in high school. And she said the teacher would spend half of her lesson complaining about me and what a terrible student I was.
That's hilarious.
And that is absolutely the truth. I was a terrible student, and I got a degree in biology. That's where I met my wife. And then whenever we'd go, I'd try to find jobs, and they always ended up doing music somehow. So I'd teach piano, and I got an appreciation for just how bad of a student I was.
Sounds like karma, right?
Yeah,
there.
It's
karma.
Absolutely karma. That's how it works. And now I actually teach music at a college. Oh. And I'm on the music faculty there, and I went back to school and finished a degree in music. And and luckily, the school that I teach, where I teach, they allow me to go on tour. It's nice to have somebody working in the field on the faculty, so they don't have a big problem with me running out for a week or two at a time. I don't tour full time. Beth is out 200, 300 days a year, and I'm only out about 30.
Mm-hmm.
So,
was there ever a time that you were kind of pursuing music a little bit more, or has it always been kind of?
It's always been there. I played it through college years, always in bands on the weekends to put, you know, to help pay for school and stuff like that. So it's always been a part of my life, because that's like Beth said, it's all I've ever really wanted to do. Mm-hmm. And it takes a long time, but here we are doing it.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's hear one of your songs and tell me about it.
This is I don't write many love songs. We're working in the key of G.
Great.
And this is, we don't write many love songs, but this is one I wrote. It's about music theory, ostensibly. There's three to the measure, and a quarter gets one. You can say it in rhythm. It's just one, two, three, one. And it's easy to hear it. It's truth rendered in sound. It's an easy surrender, and it's paradise found. It's three-quarter time. That's a comfortable groove. It's the way we exist, just the way that we move. Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme, and the music of love is in three-quarter time. Now it's harder for children, 'cause it's so seldom heard. Popular music, it's rarely preferred, but for grown-ups it's easy. It's the essence of art. It's something primeval. It's the sound of your heart. And it's three-quarter time. That's a comfortable groove. It's the way we exist. It's just the way that we move. Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme, and the music of love is in three-quarter time. There was a time that I was four to the bar, but you gotta keep moving, you just know how we are. There are difficult changes, impossible rhymes, but my memories of you, they're all three-quarter time, all three-quarter time. That's a comfortable groove. It's the way we exist. It's the way that we move. Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme, and the music of love is in three-quarter time.
That is David Stoddard and Beth Wood live from Studio A doing one of David's songs. Now, tell me, have you done many albums or what? Oh, you've done a few, I see. I'm looking at the internet here.
I'm actually on number 8 right now. There's a few that are out of print, and that's mm-hmm. That song is from my latest record, which is a live record called Get Off My Lawn.
Now, as you guys were setting up, I was saying, you know, David, you seem like a bit of a jokester, and that album name kind of reinforces that for me.
Well, it all came from the picture. Mm-hmm. On the cover of the record, apparently the photographer, who's just a brilliant Minnesota photographer named Greg Von Ehrenfels, and he took the picture, and I look so stern on there, kind of like a stern, severe. And so he said, looks like you're saying, get off my lawn. And I said, well, that's how it shall be.
And now that was a very lovely, lovely song.
Right. Thank you.
I'm wondering, do you ever have songs where that sense of humor kind of, I haven't heard a lot of your music, so I'm wondering if that sense of humor kind of comes through.
Absolutely.
Yeah. This is a funny story. I was sitting there, I had a show one night, and I just happened to have time, so I was getting my hair cut, and I was sitting in the chair, and these guys were talking at the barbershop the way they do. And talking about, hey, did you see the game last night? Are you going to watch the game tonight? And the guy says, no, my wife's taking me to see this comedian guy. Apparently that was my show. And I rarely get called a comedian, but people do laugh.
Well, one of my favorite things about playing with Dave is that he is so funny and his songs are really witty, that when he plays a song like that one, three-quarter time, it makes it even more beautiful and poignant because everything else is so funny and lighthearted. I don't know. It's a really, it's a nice balance.
Mm-hmm. All right. So tell me about how you guys met and decided, hey, we are music compadres or whatever, you know, we are simpatico. I don't know why I'm using those kind of terms, but
because it was in Texas. That's when it
happened. Oh, that's
so
it.
That's
yeah. Kerrville Folk Festival, which is one of those really well-known festivals that a lot of people go to and perform at.
So. Yeah, we were both in the contest.
Oh,
that's right. I forgot you both won, too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a kind of a put that on your resume kind of a thing. Mm-hmm. And we were both, all the finalists of the contest all sort of camped together, and it becomes really, it's so little of it is really about the competition, and we all sort of have become friends, and we've had friendships now that have lasted this whole 10 years since it happened. But Beth and I sort of bonded and would giggle and laugh a little bit, and we sort of became friends. But then We didn't play music together at all, because she's way more classy than I am, and I thought that'll never happen. And so one day a friend of ours, a mutual friend, said, "Hey, Beth is playing at a house concert, which is mostly what we do these days. We play living rooms," and he said she's playing in Alexandria, which is right down the road from Fergus Falls. And so I said, "Well, heck yes, I'm going." And so I went, and we played a few songs together, and went, "Wow, this is really great. This is really fun." We started playing more, and we booked. Now we do a couple of tours a year. This thing is really kind of taken off. We were asked to, headline the Great River Folk Festival this year in La Crosse. So we'll be doing that. We're picking up all kinds of stuff, and people are starting to notice. We're very excited about it.
Wonderful. Okay. Well, Beth, okay, so back to you. We're going to have you do another song.
Okay.
So tell me about making your latest album. Where did you do it?
I made it in Eugene, Oregon, which I think it might be the only time that I made a record the same place that I live, which was so nice because I could sleep in my own bed at night. And I made it with all local players, really young, exciting players there in Eugene. And my producer is also a singer-songwriter named Tyler Fortier, who's starting to produce people. And it was just it was a great way to kind of get myself into the community of musicians there in Eugene. And now we play band shows together, and it was just really fun.
Because you haven't lived there a terribly long time.
Well, we've lived there for 5 years, I'm also on the road a lot. So for me, it's kind of like dog years. Like I've only lived there probably 1 year because I'm gone so much.
Mm-hmm.
So she
actually does about 400 shows a year.
No, it's not.
Wow.
True.
That's an awful lot. That's like a couple a day
right.
sometimes. Yeah. Wow. Well, let's hear another one from you. What do you want to do?
Sounds good. This song's called Easy on Me. Today the world feels so heavy. It don't care about you or me. So let's wait for tomorrow to leave our sanctuary. We've been working so hard for so little, for so long to keep this place to belong. How nice to be together. The
baby's sleeping, and the coffee is on. We've been working so hard for so little, for so long, to keep this place to belong. Take it easy on me. I'll take it easy on you. Let's take some time to breathe. And take it easy, 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 yeah. And I can't bear to leave your side. I'm all out of courage.
Beth Wood, along with David Stoddard, live from Studio A, and another one from Beth's latest album, Sometimes Love. I was just thinking, you were talking, you know, we're talking about all the different places that you've lived, and do places affect your songwriting? Like when you've moved to a different place, has it had an effect on your songwriting at all, and the things that you write about, maybe?
That's a tough question, because it does, absolutely, because it changes the things that you're observing, you know, from a day to day. And, you know, when I lived in North Carolina, I was in the mountains, and now I live in Eugene, where it's like, it's all about fog and rain and greenery. And I don't know specifically how it changes how I write, but it definitely, it's got to make an impact for sure. And, you know, growing up in West Texas, just wide open space, you could see forever and ever. And, I don't know how it happens, but I know it creeps in somehow. Yeah.
And I would imagine the culture of a place too, you know, going from the South to some, although mm-hmm. Austin, of course, probably has a lot in common with Eugene as far
absolutely.
You know, culturally.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But I was thinking about that because I've never lived, you know, anywhere south of Minnesota. Mm-hmm. So, and it can be a very different experience, I would think. And so I'm kind of curious about that too, the, how that might affect.
Mm-hmm. It's definitely different culturally. You know, sometimes when I go play a concert in the South, you know, I'll get those people that come up to me after the show and they're like, wow, so you just go around and do this by yourself? I'm like, yes. And they're like, well, does your husband let you do that? I'm like, yeah, he does. I don't know. It's different.
That's interesting, because that would never have occurred to me.
I know,
yeah, yeah,
I know.
Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah.
Okay. And I was just reading on your website that you are writing a book of poetry right now.
Is
that correct?
Well, it's all written, but I just finished editing it and formatting it and stuff and sent it off to my publisher. So now we're going to be working on artwork and a cover. Mm-hmm. And it's the first time I've done this. I'm really excited about it. I have a good friend named Nathan Brown, who's a poet and singer-songwriter. He was the poet laureate of Oklahoma last year, and I did some touring with him, and so he's really encouraged me to you know, bring out some poems and read a couple poems at my shows, and you know, not be such a closet poet anymore. So how
does that kind of writing differ, songwriting versus poetry?
Songwriting is, there's, to me, seems like there are more moving parts, to you know, to weave in the music and the words together and to weave the melody and the chords together, whereas poetry seems like it's a more linear process, although I could be wrong about that. But poetry seems to be more like sculpture to me in a way than writing songs is.
And is that that thing where you kind of chip away what doesn't need to be there?
Absolutely. Yeah. Uh-huh. And I'm a big fan of brevity in song and in poems. That's mostly what I do, is chip away at too many words.
But I can see how it would be different in songwriting, though, because if you have music, you might need a few more words to,
absolutely.
To fit with the music.
Right.
I never thought about that.
Because
before,
with music, there's usually somewhat of a form that you're working with, you know, mm-hmm. maybe verse, chorus, mm-hmm. or, you know, and with poetry, it's at least the kind that I'm doing, it's free.
Limericks.
It's free. Totally free. I don't do limericks. You don't want that. You don't want to hear that. Haiku, though. Those are wonderful.
Right. See, there's forms.
Oh, and I just want to ask you about one more thing, because this sounds fantastic. You've been on the Songwriters Caribbean Cruise before.
Mm-hmm.
What is that experience? With some, you know, Richard Thompson,
gosh.
I think, and
it's,
all these amazing people.
It's insane. It's like a floating music festival for a week in the Caribbean. And, you know, headliners were Lyle Lovett and Patti Griffin, John Prine, Indigo Girls, Lucinda Williams, all, you know, all these people that are like my musical heroes. And I had a chance to go and be a part of that and be an artist on those cruises for 3 years. So hopefully maybe someday I can do it again.
Well, David, we're going to hear another one from you. And so what have you been working on recently? What's your most recent musical?
I've been writing some theater pieces, some musicals.
Really?
And working on a book myself.
How did you get into writing musicals?
Well, I had a friend who was a pastor,
mm-hmm.
and we write subversive musicals. And the full-length church musicals for 40 in the cast, completely unusable anywhere, but which is really sort of a bummer. But I've been helping raise my daughter. And I've been pretty busy. I don't write that many songs, not as many as Beth does, and not nearly so well. Maybe if I just ditched my family and moved somewhere else.
Don't do that.
That would give you more to write songs about.
That's
right,
true.
Exactly.
Some
people bring that on themselves. No. But I've been doing a lot of teaching. I've been focusing on teaching at the college and working with the kids there, and I get an awful lot out of that. So.
Well, tell me about the next song you're going to play for us.
It's in the key of A flat.
Okay, that's great.
This happens to be the only song I know that I've ever written, which is about another song, which is in turn about a third song. Well, I wrote a song about you, but that song isn't true anymore. And then I went and put it on a record, and now years later I sit and wonder what I went and did that for. That's like an old photograph that you don't want anyone to see. That old ugly snapshot look any less like me, yeah.
Well, I wrote a song about you, that song isn't true anymore.
Now the stuff that we used to listen to, it doesn't do a thing for me these days. Yeah, well that'll happen, 100,000 spins of Sweet Home Alabama and Purple Haze.
Listen to doesn't do the thing for me these days.
Now
every moment like no other, everyone is getting older. Funny how we think we'll never change.
stuff that used to turn me on don't turn me on the way that it used to do. Every day there's something that I swear I never saw before in you. Now maybe that's just my tendency, maybe it's just a stage. Maybe I'm a fine wine and I'm mellowing with age. Well, it's stuff that used to turn me on the way it used to do. Now every moment like no other, everyone is getting older. Funny how we think we'll never change. I wrote a song about you and that song isn't true anymore. And then I had to put it on that damn record and now it sits there and it festers like a sore.
That and is. if you want to hear the rest of that verse, you're going to have to come out to Beaner's tonight.
That is Dave Stoddard and Beth Wood live from Studio A, and there's some of that humor, but there's also poignancy in that one. I like how you bring those together.
Me too. That's one of my favorite parts of Dave's writing. Love that.
We did an interview once, and the interviewer said, "It must be so easy to go for that easy joke." No, that's the one you avoid, because the real laughter doesn't come from the humor, it comes from the recognition. And that's it. When people see themselves or they see that, there's something more going on there. So that's what we focus on.
Mm-hmm. Well, this has just been a lot of fun, you guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate it.
And so when you do your show tonight, are you both up there the whole time? Do you take turns? How does it work?
We'll both be up there the whole time and accompanying each other and singing harmonies with each other. So,
so you kind of swap out songs?
Yeah. And, go back and forth and tell stories. And
mm-hmm. Yeah. Wonderful. So that, again, is happening tonight at 7 o'clock at Beaner's Central in Duluth. Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you, too.
And if people want to find you on the web, Beth, where can they find you?
Bethwoodmusic.com.
And yeah, don't go to bethwood.com. That's like some sort of...
It's a realtor.
It's a realtor. Yeah, don't do that one. DavidStoddardMusic.com.
Got it. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Today's Live from Studio A was produced by me, Christine Dean, with help from Rick McLean and Aaron Welch. To check out upcoming guests or to listen to previous sessions, go to KUMD.org and click on Arts. This is Live from Studio A on 103.3 KUMD. Thanks for listening.